the night. She could be so sweet, or not. Truth and clear.
Is Mother Nature the savior or just some more misbehavior? Cause my fire's the flavor. We ain't like now or later. What do you gotta savor? Nothing on earth greater. Still lacking some takers. Too many. I'm Clever Knox of Mother Nature.
And I'm Truth of Insane. Myself and Clever got together last year, 2015, with a festival, the Pygmalion Festival in Champaign. We both had a slot, but we were sharing the slot. But instead of us doing it individually, because we are solo artists as well, we only recently came together as a duo. But we decided to just combine forces and create a project, and then it became Mother Nature. My specific origins with hip hop probably date back to when I was like 6 or 7. I've always been writing, always been rapping, freestyling, and stuff like that. And I always say, like, hip hop didn't really like come to me. Like, it was just something that was always there. And then I just happened to, you know, like, see other people doing, like, oh, this is what I'm doing. So from there on out, it was just being involved deeply in the culture of hip hop.
For me, my origin is definitely, you know, my dad being involved in hip hop and me just kind of growing up and being immersed in it myself. So I've been writing and emceeing for all of my life. When we got to college, I was in a Word, Writers Organizing Realistic Dialects. And Truth was also in that organization. So that's kind of like where we first met each other and were first like collaborating. But that was 4 or 5 years ago.
Both Truth and Clever spent their time in Champaign-Urbana attending the U of I. Clever studied creative writing while Truth pursued a career in public health administration. I asked why they decided to stay in Champaign and use it as their home base before their recent move to Chicago.
Making sure things were right. Like, it was definitely a place for growth, a place to experiment new things. Right now, that's why we left and moved to Chicago, partially, was due to being like the bigger fish in a small pond and just really trying to get out of there and grow. But definitely Champaign was the starting place and just helped us cultivate our art.
And me being from there, I'm just really rooted in that community. I have a lot of support and love coming from there. And, you know, we both share that. Yeah, it was more so just like this harvesting ground for us.
Same state, different city. Now the duo has big plans for making their names known in Chicago, one of the most important cities in the country when it comes to hip hop's past and future. More presently, some of the most identifiable names out there include Common and Chief Keef. He helped propel what's called drill hip-hop into the scene. Known for its dark, gratuitous, and violent lyrical content and big beats, not much of it is fit for the public radio waves, but here's a taste. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Do I wanna freak you? Yes. I got my heater, yes. Chief Keef is incredibly controversial and has been criticized for his violent image and messaging, considered by many as a representation of the Chi-Rap gangsta rap culture in Chicago. It's worth noting because the work of Mother Nature is surely hip-hop, but that doesn't mean this is the kind of music we're talking about. Other Chicago hip-hop artists, like Chance the Rapper, represent a more nuanced look at the culture, and as Chance's song Sunday Candy from his record Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, which dropped last year, shows, he's not afraid of pretty melodies and good old-fashioned fun. I got a feature song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, south-side, and beat the devil by a landslide, praying with a hands tied, president on my fan club, saying something told me I should bring my
body. Gotta move it slowly, faking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole.
So back to Mother Nature, the duo is now navigating a city with a complex and hugely competitive hip-hop scene. It's a city they have big plans for.
Infiltrating the market down here, and really hopefully within 6 months, we're trying to come at a level where our art is our career. So no more 9 to 5 and just really just using the art to get where we want to go.
We also have a nonprofit It's Mother Nature Incorporated. And with that, we want to do a lot of community outreach. We're doing it in Champaign as well. But out here, there's a lot more of an opportunity for us to collaborate with other organizations who have the same type of goals that we do. But yeah, reaching out to the youth through hip hop, you know, take this as far as we can.
When it comes to the music Mother Nature does, acting with a social conscience and dedication to making the world a better place to be in for Black people is the name of the game. Like the song Say Her Name, part of their self-titled album, which came out earlier this year.
We actually wrote this song separately. I was in LA at the time, but we were just bouncing back ideas. And it was the first track that we worked on for the project. But it was definitely inspired by Sandy Bland, as well as the other women who have been victim of police violence and bloodshed. And so we just want to pay, you know, homage to those women, as well as the women who are still here.
Frankie Perkins, say her name. Corbell Jones, say her name. Kayla Moore, say her name. Sandra Bland, say her name. Raina Turner, say her name. Keena Jones, say her name. Kendra Chapman, say her name. Roseanne Miller, say her name.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. We're listening to the music of hip-hop duo Mother Nature. Truth and Cleva recently relocated to Chicago from Champaign, Illinois. In Champaign, both were active in the Black Lives Matter movement and helped organize events meant to draw attention to the shooting deaths of Black people by police and other problems related to racism. Here's what Truth had to say about the focus they give to community involvement.
We first played a part in helping set up the Champaign chapter of Black Lives Matter. A dear soul, Evelyn Reynolds, is now heading the Good Vibes Only protest cipher that we put together. Pretty much we like just the things going around every day, seeing the news and just another person getting shot and killed or harassed or anything of that nature. We just felt that we needed to do something. So with us being like we said, rooted in hip hop and, you know, activism and things like that, we knew that we could get more people, more young people down to just come together, collaborate, come together for a space that was healing and protective and safe by using hip hop. So we decided to just hit up some homies, get a PA system, a couple mics, and just really just get out there and show people like we're angry, we're upset, but also we're not sitting down.
Truth says the duo is not interested in sitting around and observing problems happen. They want to be change makers. Cleva says at its heart, that's what hip hop is all about.
I mean, hip hop in its roots, that's what it is intended for, to uplift Black people, to organize Black people. It helps us with our identity as well. You know, with it being as universal as it is, and with it being the medium that children use most, and not only Black kids, you know, all kids, is definitely one of the ways that we can, even the art of collaborating is revolutionary. Collaborating with someone else, but then to take that into the community and to celebrate through hip hop and to, again, you know, hip hop is about knowledge as well. So to be able to educate people through the art of hip hop is extremely powerful. Our nonprofit, that's what we're trying to do, is, you know, use that as a vehicle for social justice.
And that gets to one question I wanted to ask you about collaboration in general. Obviously, you two are collaborating with each other, but what role does collaboration take in the art that you're doing and the social justice you want? Some people might think of hip hop having a lot of ego to it, but it seems like collaboration has been really important to you both.
Yeah, collaboration is definitely key for us. At its roots, that's what we use to get things done. What we think, you know, something is massive and, oh my God, like how can we get this done? But we always have a support system, always have some type of resource and a person in a place. Collaboration for us is definitely necessary and what we probably will always do. Yes, hip hop is, you know, can be egotistical at times, and it should be at times, to be honest, in a lyrical sense. But when it comes to us working and moving and making things better, we have to collaborate and push egos aside. So,
and I mean, also hip hop is a do-it-yourself culture about, you know, making something out of nothing. We're very resourceful, but also, you know, teaching people that they have resource within themselves and around them, and to just harness that.
Let's get to another song. Do you guys want to pick one to tell us about?
Okay, so another song that we have on the project is called Afro. Afro is, it was just inspired in our bedroom. We're writing, he's talking about hair, just all different types of hair, and the fact that there aren't really too many songs for Black girls about our hair texture, our different hair types. So we made one. Cannot surf the waves. We can get lost for days all through them braids. Even a clean shave will make me misbehave. That asymmetric with all them textures. Stay fly in any weather. Bet you got shea butter on your dresser. You're a queen, baby. You're the highest treasure. I would love to bless you with a headshot. After you twist my dreadlocks, put on whatever music that you like. From punk rock to hip hop. Let's vibe. Can I run my fingers through your hair? I wanna play it.
This is Illinois Edition. We've been talking with and hearing the music of hip-hop duo Mother Nature, formerly of Champagne, the two recently relocated to Chicago, where they talked to me from their new apartment via Skype. So I wanted to ask you guys about something I saw an emerging rapper out of Chicago post on her social media recently. She came of age with Chance the Rapper, and her own mixtape just recently dropped. She goes by No Name. And I have to change a word here for the sake of making it arable, but she wrote on social media, "I'm a freaking rapper. You don't have to keep saying female." So is that a sentiment that you two can relate to?
Oh, yes. Yes. I retweeted that one. Definitely. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but it's like once you are placing like that on every time you interview me, every time you speak of me, like that's all that is. Like, it's a female rapper. It's a female rapper. Like, by the end of the day, I'm an MC just like anybody else. All this is lyrical skill, lyrical ability. Like, it's not any different for a female than it is for a male. So I've always been one, like, please don't call me a female rapper. I'm just an MC. So yeah. definitely can relate to that.
Both Truth and Cleva have in fact bonded over their shared interest in gender theory, something they studied at the U of I. They had one professor in particular who they say served as an important role model in terms of being a powerful Black woman.
I definitely took a lot of gender women studies classes. We both had this professor. Her name is Ruth Nicole Brown. She's at the University of Illinois. She taught hip hop, really. And that's what attracted us to her. I had a class with her first, and that was what it was. And then Tierney had a class with her, and they became really close. And through that, we were able to like collaborate with her more in the projects that she was interested in. And so it definitely influenced what Mother Nature stands for. And what we model our, you know, nonprofit and our outreach after.
Dr. B is like family. She's the Black girl genius that taught us about Black girl genius. And with that, she, I feel like, opened doors for both of us where it's just like, wow, like I didn't ever see myself in that light. I didn't ever think of other Black women as my sisters or, you know, people that I can confide in and get safety from.
Truth says the inspiration from her teacher and studies of gender and race has become an integral part of Mother Nature's music and activism. When it comes to the lyrical content of their songs, the pair draws from various sources of inspiration. Here's Cleva.
So my dad is a hip-hop head, hip-hop connoisseur, freestyle, b-boy. He's all of that. And so for me, growing up, he just was always really, really adamant about not writing garbage. Like, don't put out no garbage. And so for me, I always admired skill, and I really admired like just lyrical ability and as well as the stories. But for me, I was always really focused on like the technical side of things until I got old enough to actually have stories to write. But it's very, very important to me. You know, that's the cool thing about rap. It's not just about, you know, telling a story or, you know, expressing who you are. A lot of it has to do with you, like, being skillful and learning and studying other people who came before you.
Yeah, that's always my main focus is lyrics. Lyrics flow, you know, what you get from it, how you feel. Like, we want to make a song that's catchy, that, you know, people can, you know, rock to, dance to, whatever. But at the same time, we want to always convey some type of message. So it's like, you can have the best lyrics in the world, but like, you're not saying anything. Like, what's the point? Great lyrics, a message, and a dope flow.
And I think that's what makes us a really great duo too. I know how that she's about to approach it with the best intentions, and same here. So it just really maximizes the music.
So as we've talked about, one thing you guys have been very involved with is the Black Lives Matter movement. And at this point, anyone paying attention to the news has heard of that. But one movement / hashtag out there with a little less attention is this idea of a Black girl magic. Is that something you can speak to?
Oh, yes. We are certainly magical. We are really magical. I mean, for me, hip hop is very spiritual, kind of like my, you know, my religion. But it's like, you know, you can really manifest things just with your intention and with your hard work and just belief, you know, belief in yourself. And I think that we do some really, really amazing things every day, especially when we're together. I don't even know who created the Black Girl Magic hashtag, but I mean,
shout out to them.
But we definitely use it. And Black Girl Genius as well. That's something coined by Dr. B. But yeah, we believe ourselves to be magical geniuses.
And these two magical geniuses known as Mother Nature have a lot to look out for.
From the music end, definitely new music, dope music coming soon. And for the nonprofit, catch us in your nearest neighborhood, catch us in your nearest community center. We're trying to infiltrate as much as we can and collaborate as much as we can down in Chicago. So it's really sky's the limit, but we're definitely trying to work with the youth that, you know, that's going through things that most people wouldn't even, you know, care to know about and trying to make it. So
when you are, you know, going through a lot of things at a young age, I mean, it can really develop into genius. Right. It can really develop into, you know, the ideas and stuff that kind of changes the world. So we want to tap into those things. We want to tap into the knowledge that people usually ignore or don't see as knowledge. As far as the nonprofit, yeah, we're going to try to really get into the high schools and stuff out here, get into some community centers. As far as the music goes, we are working on a mixtape. That's why we were up all night last night. Yeah, I think it's going to be called Movement. I'm free 365. We in 2015. But don't mind Father Time. I'm the one that you need. Meet me in the sky. 217, I'm queen. But my reign is worldwide. Tell your girl hit my line. I'm free 365, we in 2015, but don't mind Father Time, I'm the one that you need, meet me in the sky, 217, I'm queen, but my reign is worldwide. It's Mother Nature the savior, just some more misbehavior, cause my fire's the flavor, win like now and later, water you gotta savor, nothing on earth greater, still lacking some takers, too many stuck on the paper. It's Mother Nature the savior, just some more misbehavior.